Now on UK Health Radio, treat yourself to an upgrade. Pack away your low self-esteem. Leave behind that empty feeling. Stow your fears and doubts in the overhead locker. And go from stress to authentic success with Danielle Sachs.
Hello and welcome, of course, wherever you are in the world. I am your host, Danielle Sachs, and welcome to today's episode of From Stress to Authentic Success, where we're going to dive and really dive into a topic that touches many, many lives and that I don't often talk about: divorce. While often seen as a really painful kind of end, divorce can also open the door to new beginnings. I see it with my clients every day. It doesn't come without its challenges, of course, especially when it comes to our mental and emotional well-being. And I, for one, often support people through this challenging time. But I just want to say something, because we are in autumn, and just as autumn brings about a time of change, shedding the old to make way for the new. I always say we can see and view divorce in a similar light. The falling leaves remind us that letting go can be such a natural and beautiful part of life. Just as the trees prepare for the winter ahead, we too can embrace the opportunity for personal growth and transformation. It can allow you to reevaluate your part, to rediscover your identity, and to cultivate an inner strength to create that fulfilling future. As the saying goes, autumn shows us how beautiful it is to let things go. And today, I'm going to talk to someone that is really experienced, that is really, really an expert in divorce, because she is the founder of Divorce Right. I'm talking to Bhavna Radia today. She has been creating this Divorce Right to give a service that is dedicated to transforming the divorce process through collaboration and dialogue. And I really, really am so curious to talk to her, because she was a former family lawyer and mediator. Bhavna has really done something amazing. She's gone through the experience herself, and she has created an alternative approach. Her personal experience, of course, including all that emotional and financial struggle, has fueled that passion to offer a different way, a better way to other people. She is also a published author of the book, The Divorce Planner: Save Money, Reduce Stress, and Achieve the Best Outcome. That book reflects her whole philosophy. And in addition to her work, I know, with Divorce Right, she also runs supportive groups for women, helping them navigate divorce and post-divorce life with empowerment and community. So I am so looking forward to talk to, of course, Bhavna Radia. And we will explore together, I'm sure, the profound effects of divorce. I am so keen to hear her authentic story and to see how it reshapes our sense of self, the paths we can take to heal and to rebuild. So join me just after this little break, as we're going to navigate through the complexities of this journey and discover so many ways to support ourselves or others during these transformative times. I will talk to you just now after this little break.
Got no cause to look back. I'm looking for me a better day. See, the thing about love is that it's not enough if the only thing it brings you is pain. There comes a time when we could all make a change, darling. Just let go, let it blow. Everything's gonna work out right, you know.
Just let go. Let it blow, let it blow, let it blow.
Just let it go, baby. Don't nobody want no broke hearts. Don't nobody want no two-time losers. Oh, now. Ain't nobody gonna love me like you are. If you take whatever he brings your way. Oh, no, no, no. See, the thing of it is we deserve respect, but we can't demand respect with a chain. Comes a time when we must go our own way. Let love burn, burn. Everything's gonna work out right, you know.
Just let it go.
Let go, let go, baby.
Let it go.
Let it flow. Just let it go. Oh, yeah. Cause sometimes love can work out right, right now. And sometimes you'll never know it. You're never ever gonna know it.
The station that makes you feel good.
Stop suffering with pet-related allergies when near dogs and cats. Great news, you can feel safe around pets with NasalGuard for pet lovers. NasalGuard topical gel blocks pet dander, hair, and dust mites from entering your nasal passages. Try NasalGuard for pet lovers today. Visit Amazon or nasalguard.co.uk to learn more about NasalGuard spray and gel products. Again, that's nasalguard.co.uk.
Apples and pears, beef and Skittles, cider with Rosie, common or garden, Ant and Deck, fish and chips, mum and dad.
UK Health Radio and Health Triangle magazine. Each is good by itself, but enjoying both is always better. Add Health Triangle magazine to your monthly health regime. Check it out at ukhealthradio.com.
A cancer diagnosis can be scary and stressful for everyone involved. Hello Love is a contemporary living space and well-being center in central London where anyone can come and learn about illness prevention and non-toxic practice. Inside, you will find a vegan restaurant, juice bar, and holistic dojo that encourage lifestyle changes to help heal mind, body, and spirit connection. Cancer patients are offered free sessions. To find out more, please visit us at hellolove.org.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
Welcome back. Of course, today is a little bit of a different topic. Welcome, Bhavna Radia. I am so delighted to have you and to talk about everything around stress, divorce, all that. Welcome to the show.
Thank you so much. Thank you for having me.
When I read your bio, I was actually really intrigued because you have been corporate family lawyer, something around that, and then going into the almost, let's say, the coaching business and the personal development business. How Tell us a little bit how, about your personal story and how you shifted from one to the other.
So, Danielle, I haven't worked as a corporate lawyer, but actually I wanted to work as a corporate lawyer.
Ah, okay.
So when I was 11, I made that decision that I was going to be a lawyer. I'd watched too many TV series and, you see these big offices and power suits. And I was like, that's me. I didn't know if it was the right thing for me, but that's what I decided as a young child. And from there, I went full on to make this happen. And I was
Wow.
completely convinced that I was going to qualify as a lawyer and I would work in company law. And that was my life. I went to do my degree. I went to law school after that. But actually, when I was there, I started maybe realizing that that wasn't who I was. And you have to find that thing that suits you the best, that
Yes.
actually fires you up a little bit. And I just couldn't find the joy in company law. And sorry for all the corporate lawyers out there. It just wasn't for me. But the stories that came from family law, I could really relate to them. I really wanted to hear the beginning, the middle, and how what happened at the end. So I found that
Okay.
fascinating. So I
Wow.
ended up falling into family law. It's not what I'd planned, but sometimes life takes you in these different directions. Qualified as a family lawyer, I'm really happy with being in practice. I think there's something so different about doing work where you feel like you're helping somebody. And you see all these people coming in and they are completely broken. You see them at one of their worst times in their lives. And to know that you can gather them up and move things along for them and genuinely help them, for me, I felt really fulfilled in that
I'm
role that I was
sure.
doing. It was absolutely amazing to be able to do that. Something didn't sit right with me still. I still felt like something wasn't quite right because there is this whole thing about billable hours. Obviously, you've got to make a profit for your company. And something still felt like I wasn't being fully involved with my clients. And I guess that happens because you've still got a big desk behind between you.
I was just gonna say there's something between you. Yeah, I agree.
I felt like there was still a distance, but as a professional, somebody who really had to advocate for my clients, we knew that we have to keep that distance. We can't get too involved. And so I was happily doing my work, really helping people. I got married myself. It was an assisted marriage, which meant that my parents introduced me to my
See.
husband. And I felt like he was the right match for me. And off we went. We got married, and all was good for quite some time. I found myself 15 years later, after having three children with my husband, I found myself on the other side of that big table that my clients were sitting next to. And I tell you what, there is a realization of how something feels when you go through what your clients go through.
I agree.
I thought that I was really helping my clients in the best way possible, but I think suddenly the realization of going through it yourself and understanding fully what they are going through brings you back to somewhere completely different.
Can I say something? Because I so recognize myself in that. I as a physiotherapist, or I always say, every physiotherapist or orthopedic surgeon or whatever should break their leg or should, have something before. Yeah, it's true. I'm so happy you mentioned that, because that is sometimes what is missing in somebody's professionalism, is the experience of having gone through it yourself. So thank you for that.
I think it does make a really big difference. You think you are doing the best, and you probably are, but with experience
Yes,
comes something completely
I
different.
agree.
For me, that time in my life was completely devastating. Like I just couldn't believe how my mental health was affected. I felt like somebody had taken all my dreams and smashed them
Okay.
up. And
Are
even
you saying
though,
like a failing kind of feeling?
yeah, and I guess I'd never failed in anything. I'd always
No.
felt like it didn't matter what obstacles I came across, I always managed to work it out. So I didn't really believe in failing. I'd never really experienced this. Even times when, at this point, I'm in my 40s when my marriage comes to an end. And I felt like I'd achieved what I wanted to achieve. I'd not really struggled with something that I couldn't change because I always felt that I had the power to make changes. And then suddenly you're in a marriage, things are obviously tricky. And maybe I should have left many years ago. You always look back and think, maybe I should have made that decision, many years before I did. But,
It
come
is
to
what it
that,
is.
yeah, you can only look back and see the things that maybe you could have done differently.
I agree.
But the fear that I felt in that moment when the realization hit, and I had to sit with myself for so long to think, I am going to do this. And I remember sitting in this, in my dining room at the time, and I had my laptop open and I was starting to prepare my own divorce paperwork.
Wow. Yeah.
And that fear was hitting me really hard because I have seen what this does to people and now I am experiencing it. So I was very scared at the time, because I wasn't working. I just had a baby. My little one was 1 year old, and I had a 9-year-old and a 6-year-old as well. And so I'd given up work for a little bit to bring up the children, and then the plan was that I would go back into work. You find yourself in this position where you don't have earning capacity,
I
and you've
agree.
done it for the family, not because that wasn't the person that I was. I wanted to work, but I knew for the family it was the right thing to do. So I'm sitting there thinking, how will I make ends meet? How will I bring up my children on my own?
Was that
Am
your
I?
biggest stress? If we talk about one of the biggest stress factors, was it the fear of how you're gonna continue? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, I think that's what it was. Like, how will I cope with life? I will always be there for my children and I will always put them priority. And when you do that, you know that there's so much that you have to sacrifice equally because I'd have to work full time. I don't have family nearby to support me. My family live quite far away. How will I physically manage to give them the best, to provide for them in a situation where I find myself not working? And I guess the fear was also because I hadn't managed the finances during the marriage. So, as much as I was an independent person and I'd always been brought up by my parents to be strong and independent, I had let go of this whole element of my life. You
Yeah.
get married and you find you've got roles
Yes.
and you sit in those roles, don't you?
Yes.
I was mum, I was looking after the children. I also looked after my family, his family. That was kind of my role, and I did enjoy that role. I can't say that it was something that was enforced upon me. I enjoyed doing that. He went out to work and he did very well for
Yes.
himself. Like, he had a good income. He did very well. But he managed our finances, and I didn't know what my bills were.
Yeah,
I
I
had no
agree.
idea of the cost of living. I didn't know how to manage all this now. I'd lost my identity
Yeah,
almost.
honest.
So
And
the thought
financial
of.
stress, Bhavna, I mean, we have to talk about that because, we always talk about emotionally. I can see it with a divorce, it's more about, but we have to talk about the financial stress because I think that's such a big part in this whole concept of divorce.
It's actually one of the biggest parts, I would say, that
Yes.
people are so stressed
Yes.
financially that it's almost like you've got this cloud over your eyes. You can't see through it. You just cannot understand how you can make this work. And this adds more stress to the
I
already
agree.
difficult emotions.
Yes.
You're already scared for your children. And then you've got this whole thing about, I'm not going to be able to do this financially. And I am hearing people more and more saying, that if I can't do this financially, maybe I'll just stay in my marriage.
I'll just stay. Yes, of course. Of course.
So many people are now saying, I don't think I can make ends meet. Mm. Financially, I'm not going to be able to buy my own house, or it's going to be this sort of house. And I don't want that. Mm. I'll just stay where I am. Mm. And you find that people stay in toxic marriages,
mm.
difficult situations, because they can't see a way out.
Mm. What would be your first little step in there? What would you say to people? What helped you? How did you get out of that? What would be a good, because I think anyone listening now and feeling in that position, what is your first step advice?
I always say to people that fear is something in your mind. We don't know if you are going to make ends meet or not.
Mm.
When we feel fear, we're almost closing our eyes to everything. Don't show me. I don't want to know. As long as I don't look at it, maybe it won't happen.
Mm.
But actually, the first step is clarity.
Okay.
I can help you and you can get help if you start getting clarity. Mm. So the fear will stop you from moving. But what I would always say is reach out, look at your numbers, look at actually the reality of your situation.
Mm.
Because when we start getting really clear about our situation, it's only then that we can find out how to make it work.
But wouldn't it be better to do that with a third person like you, for example, so that you can have a little bit of I call it a helicopter view on things, instead of
yes.
someone trying to do this on their own and sitting in the middle of it, not seeing the clarity? How can you have clarity if you're in the middle of it? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. When you're in this situation, you can't see a way out. And the amount of people that will come to me and say, there is no option.
Mm.
I can't get out of this. I'm not going to be able to survive. And I had a client recently who actually said those words to me, there is no options for me. I can't see it. And through actually working on the numbers, showing her that when we work this out, I can see what your minus figure is. And then we work backwards to think, okay, how are we going to make ends meet? What could we do with your finances? What could we do with the assets that you have so that you both do well? Mm. We're not just looking at one. We have to consider, obviously, the client that is in front of us. But you want them as a family to do well, not just one person. Because if the family does well, then the children do well.
Yeah,
and you can see that that is a more aligned way of looking at it.
Mm.
But we very, you know, I identified a way that she could come out of this situation. And she put it all in place. And she now says to me, last week when she transferred the family home into her name, I stand in my power.
Wow.
And so this isn't just about divorce. It's about learning that there are challenges in life. We're all going to have challenges, but how can we work this out so that you continue to stand in your power?
Mm.
So I loved her words for me.
Mm. Yeah, I call it authentic power, because when you are authentic and true to yourself, that's when the power really happens, you know? So beautiful. So just give me a little idea on how did it go for you from there? So that you have the divorce, did you get help? How did it make you shift into the person that you are today?
Really good question. My mental health was at an all-time low. I hadn't ever suffered with mental health issues before that. And now I recognize that maybe during the marriage, there had been something going on. You know, obviously you're feeling low, things are difficult, but I felt like I just couldn't even move.
Mm.
And mental health issues can really
paralyze
you. Yeah, it was absolute paralysis like that. I couldn't stop crying. Mm. I just found myself very, very low. So it did take quite a bit to be able to move myself out of that situation. But when I told my ex-husband that the marriage was over, he moved out. And I'm now left in this property that's expensive, three children to support.
Wow.
And I had no money. I literally had no money. I probably had more debt than anything else and no income coming in. And so I couldn't afford to pay for help, which is what my ideal would have been. What I had to do is find ways of resourcing myself. And so I got really deep into what can I do to make myself feel better. I did go to the GP. You do need to sometimes get professional help,
Yes.
but luckily I didn't have to pay for the help that I got. And I had a wonderful person who really helped me to give me tools to be able to help myself.
That's what we need.
Yeah, we definitely need that. And alongside that, I started getting out into nature, walking, really grounding myself. I started running, because all of these things don't cost anything. I went to
Agreed.
charity shops and I bought self-development books just because I couldn't afford anything else, because I knew that I needed something. Lots of meditation in the morning, gratitude journaling. Those things really started lifting up my vibrations, and I was able to start taking
So
some steps.
self-care routines, I call them self-care routines,
Oh,
so that
yeah.
you've got a little bit of a, that's when you will get clarity as well, I think, but not by doing those self-care routines, you get into a structure, you get, is that what happened?
Yeah, so I did that every morning. I had a half hour routine. I couldn't do much more than that because the children were young, but there, I could find half an hour every day. And that half an hour meant that I was able to move
Yes,
forward.
I agree.
Otherwise, I would have been stuck there. And even at nighttime, I had a meditation and I would journal about my day. And what that journal became was my log of everything that was happening. I could see my fears and I could then see how to move my fears. I could recognize what was coming up for me. I wrote everything down that came up, all my
That's
questions.
so
And
powerful, you know? That's
oh,
really
such an
powerful,
amazing
huh?
thing. And I was able to then look over it and say, okay, I can see this is a pattern. What can I do? And so these things don't actually cost anything to do, really easy to do, but we
Yes.
just have to get into the discipline
Yes.
because at this point I had to help myself. But moving forward, the children also went through, my eldest went through mental health difficulties. So
I'm
I
sure.
had to get her support through the school, and they were amazing. Through outside counselors as well. So together we all felt broken, I have to say, at that point. But slowly things get better. And I didn't need to get help because I, from a legal point of view. And this is really, it was a really interesting thing, the realization that I'm in this place, just like my clients are. I'm feeling their feelings, but I have the knowledge
Yeah.
to help myself.
Yes.
And it was such a big learning for me that I've got knowledge. What have they got? They've also got this black space where information should sit. Like, I know what to do. I know how to do my own divorce. I know the steps I need to take. We didn't manage to agree it straight away. So we had to agree a plan for the children. You have to agree what you're doing with your finances. We went to mediation
Yeah.
and I have trained as a mediator, so I could
Yes.
sort of see my training in what we were doing. And it didn't work for us. Mediation wasn't the right place for us. And I, through mediation, though, I learned about my husband's personality. Psychology has so much to play in divorce.
I am sure.
Because when you understand the other person, you stop fighting each other. You look at what is important to them. You look at
Yes.
the things, the words they're saying, and the fears they've got. And suddenly you can find solutions that will allay my fears
See them as a
and make,
human instead of
yeah.
as the opposite party.
We often, in divorce, we often see people as an enemy. The other
Yes.
person becomes an enemy.
Yes.
And I think as soon as you do that, you are going to
You
fight.
lost.
You have to use their personality. You have to use what they are saying to you to find that, what fears do they have? What are they scared of? Because they will be scared as well,
I agree.
just like you are. And you can then find that balance in solutions for your family.
I agree.
But through my journey, I did, I managed my own divorce, which obviously was a benefit. I didn't have 20, 30, 40,000 pounds worth of legal costs. I spoke to somebody yesterday who said they had legal costs of
Oh, it's
100,000
terrible.
and they're not even halfway through. And these are the stories we hear about. My story took me to a place where I ended up homeless with the children. I sold the family home and I knew I needed to sell the family home just because we were both so ingrained in that we wanted to keep it. He wanted it and I wanted it. So we sold it because when you're both wanting it, you're going to battle and it's only bricks and mortar.
Yes.
So I sold it. And then there was a period where I ended up having nowhere to live. So 6 months we slept on people's floors. We were staying in hotels with all three girls. It was an absolute nightmare. But, you know, with all of these things, you get through it. You find that inner strength to get through it. And we did get through it. But the gratitude, because I'll always look at gratitude, the gratitude that I have is in that moment when we shut the door of our family home, we handed over the keys, we moved into a friend's house. I was vulnerable. I let go. And although the children were so young, I cried because I felt that I'd failed. But as young as they were, the four of us, we hugged and we held each other tightly. And they said, "Don't worry, Mum, we're here for you. We're the A-team." And
beautiful.
In that moment, I looked at my children and I thought, what else do I need?
Mm.
I have got them. We can do anything as long as we're together. And we got stronger and stronger and closer and closer. And, you know, the story, as every story, has an ending or a place where the divorce side came to an end. I bought my own home.
Wow.
We got stability for the children. That place was our sanctuary.
Yes.
Absolute sanctuary. And I still look at that property and still feel so much love for it because it gave us that place where we could heal. The children stabilized. I found a peace in myself. I didn't celebrate when my divorce finalized. And lots of people said, you know, what about that big celebration? You become reflective. On that day, I just wanted to sit and reflect. There was a grief and a pain, but also a level of peace. And I think there's this whole juxtaposition with emotions at that moment. But, you know, I went back into practice. So I was working back as a lawyer, but it felt so empty even more now because I wanted to go over and really be there for my clients and I knew I couldn't. And so in practice, I kept thinking about these people that didn't have so much money. How are they going to get the help in that moment of darkness? How can I give more? So that
and that's
I
what you're doing today, because I'm looking just a little bit at our time. And I am so grateful that you've shared authentically and vulnerably your own story, because I am sure I even have goosebumps, you know, when I listen to your story. So I think it's such an inspiration for so many of our audience. So thank you for that. But today, I can see you are such a, I'm not even saying an inspiration for people, because you are helping people and really helping them to the core of what is important in a divorce. Can you just tell a little bit to us, what is it exactly that you do with people? So anyone listening, if they can connect with you, Bhavna, what is it exactly that you help people with? Because, and we have about a few minutes.
So I help mainly women to divorce themselves from an unhappy marriage. And I want them to do it with confidence, and I want them to do it with less stress and a fixed fee, so they're not worried about the finances, and with a clear process. So we are really going deep on their finances. We are going deep around the plans for the children, the legal process, the emotional, the practical. So with my fixed fee, I help them for 6 months.
Okay.
Whether it is we are doing finances or an injunction, anything they need in that 6 months, we cover.
Right.
And what we are trying to get them to is to find that life that they deserve. So it's them finding themselves. So you can see, although I cover the legal, There is this whole thing about what's your life like going forward.
Who
And
are
that's the,
you? You know, who
yeah,
are you really? Yeah, that's what I love
find
to do with
yourself.
my clients is to go to that authenticity. Who are you really? Beside all the expectations and the obligations and everything, who are you? Being true to yourself is one of the most beautiful things one can do. Bhavna, I just want to ask you, is there a statement or a quote or something? I always ask that as a last question that you live by that can inspire, has inspired you, or that you are practicing even today, every single day?
I think the thing that I find myself saying so much is don't let your divorce define you.
Oh, yes. Beautiful.
You are more than your divorce. And I actually have a series, a video series called More Than Divorce.
Oh,
because
great.
I don't want people to sit in that and feel like I'm divorced
mm.
and almost feel like they can't be powerful, because you can reclaim your life and your identity and you can build something so exciting for the future. I would say keep your vision really strong, because there is no reason why you can't get there.
And I also believe at any age, sometimes you
Yes.
hear people say, oh, I'm too old now, I'm not going to leave, or, you know, look at me at my age. But I think whether you're 30 or 60 or 70, it's life is worthwhile to live a life true to yourself, isn't it?
There is nothing more amazing than feeling authentic. And if you stay in a situation, whatever that situation is, where you don't feel like your authentic self, how are you ever going to feel completely at peace?
Yes, I agree. I
so
agree.
joy, peace, feeling aligned and fulfilled. That they, you know, we're not looking at success from a monetary point of view,
No.
but success is living that authentic life true to yourself. And that's what we want to all achieve.
Yes. That's why my brand is called Living Authentic Success, of course. Bhavna,
Yes.
thank you so much. You are doing such great work in the world. You make it a better place for people who really need, at special stressful times, that, you know, that understanding also at where they are. So I thank you for what you do. Thank you so much. I'm going to mention maybe a little bit more about your book, but we're first going to have a little break. And I just want to say thank you for, you know, for being on the show. Thank you, Bhavna.
Thank you.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
If optimizing your health and well-being is on your to-do list, then let Revive Active, Ireland's number one supplement brand, help you put back what life takes out. All-in-one comprehensive formulas created to offer you maximum benefit, whatever stage of life you're at, and with a range that supports everything from immunity, energy, cardiovascular health, joints, cognitive function, menopause, and even beauty. We've got you and your family covered. Premium ingredients packed into a powerful daily sachet. Simply mix with water to activate for a flavorful health drink. Perfect at home or on the go. Revive Active. Available at selected Holland & Barrett stores, Well Pharmacies, and online at Amazon and reviveactive.com. Super supplements for a super you.
When you vacation with Norwegian Cruise Line, every day is a new day. Get a taste for Barcelona, then savor incredible dining options back on board one day. Connect to ancient history in Athens, and then disconnect completely in our spa another day. Wherever the sea breeze takes you, come aboard and experience a different tomorrow with NCL. Visit ncl.com, call your travel agent, or call 0333-336-1472. Norwegian Cruise Line, Ships Registry, the Bahamas and USA.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
Thank you.
welcome back. And oh, I love this energy of this conversation. What an authentic story, almost a testimonial on what divorce is all about, what it does to someone's health and the people that are all involved within it. And isn't it beautiful how Bhavna Radia has turned her pain into purpose? I so loved it when she was talking about her own experience, about her fears, about her mental and emotional health. And she is, to me, what a lot of experts can bring to the table. That is how something feels when you go through that journey yourself. I've been through the journey from stress to authentic success. She has been to the journey, you know, the whole journey of divorce. It makes us different experts. It makes us different therapists, teachers, counselors, because we have been through it ourselves. Our story matters to people. It's not just the story, it's the experience, the compassion, the vulnerability, all that. And I could see and hear in her story how that has shaped her reality and her future today. There was a few things that she said about the first step that one needs when you're in such a situation is, of course, clarity, seeing the reality of things. Because from going to there is no option to seeing where the option lies, where you can go into your finances and see the numbers and make it so that you can do well as a family. I think that is so important because it indeed, I can only imagine. I've never been through divorce. I've, as you know, celebrated my 40th anniversary this year. So I cannot testify in this. But what I know is that whether it's a divorce or whether it's a job that you lose, or your business that you lose, or your mom that you lose, whatever loss is here, what we're talking about, it's always about standing back in your authentic power and continuing to do so, really fostering that inner strength that is within you from birth. It is your birthright. It is your uniqueness that is there anyway, whether all the challenges that you've lived through, there is a unique, authentic power within you that you can reclaim. And that is, for me, so important. As she said, you reclaim your life and your identity. The last sentence she talked about, do not let your divorce define you. Oh, so true. So I'm glad we had this conversation because it is about keeping your vision, about reframing for yourself your own reality, your own identity, claiming that identity. When she talks about authenticity and authentic success, you can feel that she was saying there is no inner peace, there is no joy, and there is no fulfillment if you are not having the courage to be true to yourself, to be authentic. And every time I say this, it gives me goosebumps again and again. And I also said to Bhavna that I would give you also the encouragement. I think if you are feeling that you are in such a situation of divorce or thinking about maybe divorcing or having been through a divorce, she is having, I think you should go to her website, divorceright.co.uk, where I think you can participate in a community every single Wednesday where she gives a talk. So that might be a good first step for you. And if you need help with anything around emotional well-being, around physical well-being, around any topic that you would encounter today that is a struggle or a sacrifice or giving you so much stress and depleting you, please know that there is always a way out. But ask for help, whether it's danielle@danielsachs.com or whether you ask help to Bhavna, please know there is help for you. There is a future. There is another reality that you can create for yourself. I'm here every time, again and again, to let you know that you can cultivate true success, the success that feels right for you, the success that gives you and the fulfillment, the wealth and the health, all that. I'm going to leave you for now. Thank you for listening in. I thank Bhavna Radia again for her beautiful story and conversation. And I will see you next time. Bye-bye for now.
From Stress to Authentic Success was presented by Danielle Sachs. Join Danielle at the same time next week here on UK Health Radio. And meanwhile, for more on how to thrive in business and everyday life by being true to yourself, go to daniellesachs.com.